Question six. What is the word for mother in Giscari? Patrick.
Me?
No.
I know it. Oh. I know this. How do you
I'm
not?
Shocked.
Oh, I got this.
Shellfish.
One.
Patrick, you utter buffoon.
Welcome everyone to the third ever Game Show of Thrones, the trivia contest where you either win or you do not win. My name is Duncan, or Valkyrist on the Discord, and I will be serving as your host. I am also joined by a whopping 13 wonderful contestants who will now introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Ink Azrain on the forum / Discord, and Michal in real life.
Hi, I'm Quaith on the Discord, Abdullah on real life.
Shellfish, also known as Peter.
Hi, I'm Abby or Daisy Mormont.
Hi, it's Sarah, Dr. Blood.
Hey, this is Zach, also known as Alias on the internet.
Yo, King Juicio or Ben.
Hey, it's Matt, also known as Matt.
Hey, this is Michael, also known as Kyle Wadeghi.
Hi, I'm David, David HHH on the Discord forum, Grindr, whatever.
Hey, it's Hannah. It's Shadow Baby on the forums and the Winged Shadow on the server.
Greetings. This is Patrick the Toll on Discord.
Hi, this is Kevin, Uncle Kevin on Discord.
I'd also like to welcome my co-host Vali, who will be serving as scorekeeper and sound effects engineer.
On the forums, Matt in real life.
So we're recording this trivia contest as part of our 24-hour Vokathon, which is currently in its 19th hour, I think. And it's really exciting because we can actually see everyone. And we've got people calling in from the west coast of America all the way to the Czech Republic, Finland, Australia, Scotland. So it's all a lot of fun and a bit hectic. And we have Kevin to thank for that, for setting up that Vokathon. So thank you, Kevin. So because we have so many contestants today, we'll be running a series of elimination rounds. So contestants will face off against each other in groups of three and one group of four. And the lowest scoring player of each round will be eliminated. If it's your round, you can buzz in at any time. We'll be using the online buzzer system at buzzin.live. Correct answers are worth 1 point. However, if you answer incorrectly, the question will be open to the other contestants. You can only answer once per question. And if no one gets the answer, we'll move on to the next question. Once seven contestants remain, they will face off against each other in a final round. And the highest scoring player will be crowned the winner. So does everyone understand that? Some nods.
Yeah.
Some shaking of heads.
Kind
of. We'll find out, I guess.
We'll find out. Okay. So our first elimination round consists of three people ordered alphabetically. And we have Alias, or Zach, Daisy Mount, and David. So hey. These are our first three contestants. They've all logged into buzzin.live. And yeah, hands on buzzers. Let's get into it.
I'm very nervous.
Now I'll go to my first batch of 10 questions at random.
This is going to be so bad.
I know, right?
So scared. I'm like actually very scared.
It'll all be okay.
It'll be okay.
There's so many people.
It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
All right. First question. Who is the first person Arya Stark kills? Abby.
The stable boy.
Correct.
Yep. Wow, you're a fast.
1 point, 1 point to Abby. So we'll clear the buzzers. Question two. Before Robb Stark departs Riverrun to return to the north, what title does he bestow upon his uncle, Brynden Tully? Zach.
God. Is it like... It's not Lord of Riverrun, obviously, because there is one, but like some kind of like castellan of it or something.
No,
I didn't think so. Yeah,
Abby.
I deserve that.
Is it? I feel like this is going to be so dumb sounding. Is it Warden of the West?
No. Close, sort of.
I got nothing.
David's got nothing. Okay, the answer was Warden of the Southern Marches. So no one got that one. I'll clear the buzzers.
Abby was closest.
Abby was closest. Question three. famed for her promiscuity, what is the nickname given to Amory Frey? Abby.
Gatehouse Amy.
1 point to Abby.
Ooh.
Here comes Abby.
He's coming up. Did you get that, Volley?
Yeah, the score stands at 2 points Abby, 0 points Alias and David.
Woo! Woo!
All right. I'll clear the buzzers. All right, question four. How old was Theon Greyjoy when he was taken as the ward of Ned Stark? Abby.
9.
Correct. 1 point to Abby.
Abby, good God. Go Abby.
Scoring Abby. Is
hustling us, David.
Abby,
he's
0.
Doing well.
Yeah. And you were so nervous.
Yeah, the next round will play for money.
Question five. Saved by Barristan Selmy, who is the only surviving member of House Hollard?
Dantos?
Zach. Sorry, Zach?
Dantos Holler?
Yep. Correct.
Yeah.
1 point to
Too
Zach.
Too slow.
All right. Question six. Which Greyjoy was imprisoned beneath Casterly Rock? Abby?
Aaron.
Correct. Aaron Dampier Greyjoy. Question seven.
Sorry.
Thank you, Bali. That belated thing. Question seven. Whom did Jorah Mormont defeat to win the Tourney of Lannisport?
Oh, God.
Zach?
I'm going to go Jamie.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Good for you. I'm out.
Jamie Lannister.
The score is 4 points, Abby. Two
I got nothing.
Zach, 0 points, David.
Woo! I have to get the next two, don't I? I have to get the next. Actually, even then, I'm tied.
It's yours to win, David. It's yours to claw back.
I know.
All right. Question eight. Who saved Lord Stannis Baratheon at the Siege of Storm's End by smuggling Abby?
Davos
Seaworth. Abby, yeah, hold on
fast.
The bus.
I know. I just
Point of order.
I'm not
Point
fast.
Of order. Do we not
yes,
have
sir.
To finish the question?
Nope.
No, if they buzz in, the question stops being asked.
Yeah, sorry, I was playing by quiz bowl rules. I'm really sorry if that's right. not the...
That's how it's
no,
been.
Yeah. And if you pay attention to the last time we did this, before we had the buzzer, the first time, I guess, sometimes you might just buzz in because you're
Without
having trouble
the question
getting
being
seen,
asked.
And you won't know the question. That's happened to someone.
So it's a bit of a risk that's assessment. If you can guess it, you can buzz in before it's finished
right.
and get the first shot at it. But then if you're wrong, it goes to the other people and the question is finished.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Question nine. Finish this quote by the great John Umber. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? It was the dragons we married. Abby?
This is going to sound so dumb. Ice.
Sorry, not ice.
Is it? Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask this. Is it just
buzz
one
in,
word?
Zach, buzz in. You got to buzz in.
I'm asking a question.
Well, point of order. Abby has 5 points. Should we even have asked that
stop.
Question?
Yeah, I know.
So it was the dragons we married, ...
Yeah, do we know if it's just one word answer or is it can be more?
No,
you can't know. One word answer.
Can I answer?
I'm just going to say this is the only, I'm buzzing in. Sorry. This is the only king I mean to bend.
No, and the dragons are dead.
And the dragons are dead? Okay. Thank you, Varl.
Ollie, you're not playing.
Well, he was eager.
So I buzzed. I can say it now, and the dragons are dead.
Okay, wait, so David has one. Zach has two. Yes. Abby has
one.
One
round. I just wanted one round.
We got this.
Yes.
I mean, maybe it just right. wasn't this round, Duncan.
Yeah. Yes, You'll 1 point to David, and the dragons are all dead.
Thanks,
was
Matt.
Was the correct answer. Surreptitiously delivered to him by my own
Glad
crew.
Here.
I've turned We're against him.
That's awesome.
All right. 10th and final question. Hands on buzzers. 10th question of the round. Which follower of the drowned god was sent to Old Town as a hostage only to return 8 years later as a follower? David?
I'm just going to say Aaron because I'm picking something.
No.
Oh, well.
I'll finish. Oh, okay. Abby?
Is it Uri?
No.
Okay.
Not Uri. Okay. I'll finish it for Zach. Only to return 8 years later as a follower of the Seven.
I'm going to buzz in. I don't have the answer. I know it's the, is it not the maester at one of the places? That's all I know.
No.
That's very vague. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was Baelor Blacktide.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
It's a world of ice.
Would not have gotten that.
Yeah.
So that is the end of first elimination round. Bali, can we have the scores?
Yes, we have in third place David with 1 point. Woo! With the assist to yours truly.
I know, right?
Alias comes in with 2 points. And Abby Dacey Mormont with us an astonishing 5 points.
Okay, so Abby and Zach will move on to the next round.
I really don't
sadly,
think
sadly, David, you have been eliminated. Please take your set of steak knife, Valyrian steel blades on your way out.
That's a pretty good parting gift.
Yeah. All right. Elimination round two. I shall set up in the buzz in. The second elimination round will be King Jusio, Matt Days, and Quaithe of Ashai. Okay. Question number one. What did the group of King's Landing merchants loyal to Stannis Baratheon call themselves? Jusio.
Stagmen?
No, not Stagmen. Quaithe.
Antlerman?
Antlerman is correct. 1 point to Quaithe.
Oh. Admittedly, that's an even worse superhero name.
Look, Stagmen is a great name. Come on.
All right. Question number two. Who is the only character with a POV chapter in every book so far? Quaithe.
Arya.
Arya Stark is correct. 1 point to Quaithe. Where's my sound effects, dude?
Ding, sorry.
There we go.
The points are now Quaithe with 2 points, Matt Days with 0, and King Jusio with 0.
Thank you, Vali. You're killing it. All right, question three. Who is the character Darkstar's actual name? Matt.
Oh, actually, that first. Crap, I don't know his first name. Never mind.
Okay, Jusio.
Geralt Dane?
Geralt Dane is correct. 1 point to Jusio. Ding. All right, I'll clear the board. Question four. During the sack of King's Landing, who killed Rhaenys Targaryen? Quaithe again.
I forgot his name.
No guesses?
Oh, the guy who was a Harrenhal. I forgot his name.
No, I'll have to move on to the next player, Jusio.
Aemery Lorch?
Correct.
Ding!
1 point to Jusio.
Oh, that rune.
Nice job.
Done. All right, question five. Who is the current first builder of the Night's Watch? Jusio.
Othel Yarwick?
Correct.
Ding! Okay, guys, we have a close one going here. We got King Jusio with 3 points, and Quaithe of Ashai with 2 points, and in a distant last place, Matt Days with 0.
Come on, Matt.
Oh, no.
Bring it back.
The listeners will never see the large swig of alcohol that Matt just took.
They heard the sigh.
They felt it. All right, question six. What is the name of the ship which sails Samwell Tarly and Gilly from Braavos to Old Town? Jusio.
The Cinnamon Wind.
Correct.
Ding!
What?
Oh, it's a tie one. Although it doesn't really matter because it's whoever goes last.
Right.
Just to suck the tension out of the air. All right. Question seven. What alias does Asha Greyjoy take upon her reunion with her brother, Theon?
Esgrid?
Quaithe, what is your answer?
Esgrid, I think.
Esgrid is correct.
Ding!
1 point to Quaithe.
I honestly thought it was Mara.
I legitimately almost buzzed in. Like, my hand was about an inch above the buzzer with Yara.
Actually, I was like, that doesn't sound right, though.
All right. Question eight. Borrowing from the terminology of the Free Cities, what does Cersei restyle the position of Master of Ships as? Jusio.
Lord Admiral?
Ooh, close, but not quite. Matt.
Oh.
Great Admiral?
Oh, so close, but not correct. Quaithe.
Grand Admiral?
Grand Admiral is correct.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Oh,
man.
Got it.
Bing.
Teamwork. Okay. Good teamwork.
We now have a score of King Jusio 4, Matt Day 0, Quaithe of Ashai 4,
Whoa.
Ooh. Yeah. Tiebreaker.
These guys will be big hitters later on, maybe. All right. Question 9. Which establishment is Arya Stark's true identity revealed? Hang on. How did I phrase this question? Which establishment is Arya Stark?
How much wine did
you have? All right, let me like recorrect this sentence. In which establishment is Arya Stark's true identity revealed to the Brotherhood Without Banners? Juicio.
Oh.
The Inn of the Crossroads?
No. No. Quaife.
No, it's not. That's not
it. It's the Inn in Penitree?
No. There's only so many inns. Matt, what do you think it is?
Right. I don't remember. It's before, before Acorn Hill, but I don't know.
It is. No, it's the Inn of the Kneeling Man.
Of course.
Did that used to be the Clanking Dragon?
I was thinking it might be that one.
I don't think there was an inn there.
That's the one where Torin knelt to.
Yeah, Aegon. It was built after
the Crossroads.
After its namesake, I think.
Hey, it's still 4-4, guys.
All right. Final question. Question 10. Finish this quote by Grand Maester Pycelle. Is it not wiser, even kinder, that she should die now so that... Hang on. Juicier.
So that thousands will live.
Not quite. Quaife.
I was going to say the same thing.
Ooh.
Bad days. You can get a point.
Is it thousands may live?
No. Close, but no cigar. Sorry. Probably a bit strict, but the correct answer is so that tens of thousands might live.
There we go.
Well,
all right.
Duncan, that is the end of the second. I don't know if you have any tiebreakers, but it's 4-4. Quaife.
Well, no tiebreaker is required.
All that matters is
whoever goes last.
Okay, so
winning means nothing in this, just not losing. It's like,
what's the
like
final
Amazing
score,
Race or Survivor.
So it's 4-4, Juicio and Quaith, and Matt Days with a big old goose egg.
Okay, so Juicio and Quaith moving on to the next round. Sorry, Matt, you are...
No, no worries.
So in
the newbies are taking over.
Yeah. Well, thanks for playing, Matt. So we'll move on to the third elimination round, which will consist of Patrick, Shellfish, and Hannah. So I will create a new room for you guys. Where are we? Okay, players. Yep, everyone's in. Clear the buzzers. All right, and I'll choose another round at random. Let's do culture. All right, hands on buzzers. Question 1. For the third elimination round, what deity is worshipped in the free city of Kohor? Patrick.
Is it the goat?
More information?
The black goat.
Okay.
Black goat.
I just want to say that this thing lied to me. Spacebar does not work as a buzzer.
Now you got to click it,
well,
I think.
You got to click it. It lied.
Yep. Patrick is correct.
Spacebar also works as a buzzer, but...
Patrick is correct. The answer is the black goat.
Okay, so I got my 1 point. I'm happy.
Got you 1 point.
Woo.
You
can go. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take a big drink now.
Yeah.
All right, question 2. According to legend, what flower did Bale the Bard leave on the empty bed of Lord Stark's daughter? Shellfish is first.
A blue rose.
Correct.
Woo.
1 point to Shellfish. Question 3. What term is given to the blood riders of a Dothraki Khal? Hannah is first.
Oh, the blood riders.
Uh-oh.
This is a tricky one. I don't think I knew this one.
Is it? No, that's not right.
Okay.
No.
Patrick.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a pass as well.
Pass. All right. Shellfish, any idea?
Blood of my blood?
No, the answer is Ko.
Is it Ko? Yeah, God damn it, I knew that one.
Oh, of course. It's always the way.
You've already been eliminated.
Yep. That's always the way.
Illegal answering. Escort him off the premises, please.
Doesn't he also call them Blood of my Blood, though?
Well, that's what they call them, but that's not their title.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's their title?
because I think Koh's, just they're supposed to die with their call.
The relationship.
The Blood Riders die with their call, but Koh's makes
as Koh Varley to call Duncan.
Those were just bad Blood Riders.
Did you say title or term, Duncan?
Okay.
I have to ask a question quickly.
Point of order, Sarah.
Point of order. Title is Koh. Term, I would argue.
But he calls, doesn't he call Danny blood of my blood? Right. Isn't that more of a term of affection?
Right.
Or
no, the moon of my life.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Well, I think Jorah calls Danny blood like of lieutenant. My blood. I think it's like, kind of like that's like the saying we're tight.
Koh's to Carl's as blood of my blood.
But that's a title. Yeah.
So real
that's
fast.
That's like a nickname almost.
I don't.
As a contestant in this round, I'm life. Happy
I
to
say that's a title.
Let no one get any points.
But like blood of my blood isn't a title. That's like a term of affection. Like but you didn't say.
Well, Peter, no one did get any points. So why don't we move on?
Yeah.
So according to the wiki of Ice and Fire, a Koh is a commander within a Khalasar of the Dothraki. He can be protected by a Kaz. If a Karl dies without a strong successor, his Kohs might fight amongst themselves and form their own Khalasars.
The wiki of Ice and Fire? No,
yeah, but that's not the Blood Riders, though.
Should we null the question?
The legitimacy of that question has been questioned, but no one got it, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But y'all can go fuck yourselves.
They're moving swiftly along from this from this assault on my authority. question four: from which mythical figure does House Lannister derive its name? Shellfish.
Lan the Clever.
Correct.
Ding.
Oh, nice job.
I was going to say like Tricky Lan or something like that, but thankfully.
Nope. You got it.
Clever.
You know, that might be weird memory. For the people that are reading this in translation and not in English.
Well, excuse me, but I did read it in English.
Well, wow. All right. We're rude, Harley.
I mean, it's true. Like some translations may have different wordings of different terms and things. I don't know. All right. Question five.
So it didn't matter.
Yeah. What are the words of House Hightower? Hannah.
Nope.
The look on your face, I love it.
No guesses, Hannah?
No. No, I don't have it.
All right, we'll move on. Shellfish.
I'm going to go with We Stand Watch.
No. Any guesses, Patrick?
Or something like... No, I don't know. No.
That's is it, our tower is fucking tall as shit.
Forever vigil.
It is neither of those two. The answer is we light the way.
Light the way, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I got one of the words correct.
So. Yeah.
We don't deal in decimal points.
Like a lighthouse or something.
I think it's light him if you got him.
I knew something about light.
Yeah, Vigil is the good name of the Valyrian steel sword, so Patrick was kind of on the train.
Is Adam making fried chicken right now?
No, we are not doing subtextual analysis of answers to try and determine whether they were correct.
Okay. Forgive me, sir.
All right, question six. What is the word for mother in Giskari? Patrick.
Me?
No.
I know this.
I'm shocked.
Oh, I got this
shellfish.
One.
Patrick, you utter buffoon. It is Misa.
Misa. Yeah. That one, we're all like, I know this one.
Misa or Misa.
I kind of want to make Patrick, you utter buffoon, my
lines.
We got a bumper.
As I said, I am happy with my 1 point.
Right. All right. Well done, Shellfish. Question seven. What is the name of the game commonly played by the children of House Frey?
Oh,
Shellfish.
Come into my castle?
No. Hannah.
She's thinking.
Always very tense when Hannah answers.
It's right there.
Hannah prematurely buzzes.
It's so right there. It's like... Fuck, I don't have the right words.
Can I answer for these?
Something about...
Let Patrick's out of
Patrick has a chance. Patrick has...
Yeah. Lord of the Twins.
So close. Vali, what is it?
Lord of the Crossing.
Correct.
Lord of the Crossing, yeah.
One point to Vali.
That's what I was going to say. Fuck me. Why?
Yeah.
All right.
You got to be one bold. Point for Vali. You got to be a bold.
The score is 3 points, Shellfish, 1 point, Patrick the Tall, 0 points, Hannah.
Oh, God.
And go 1 point, Vali.
Just give me the 1 point. I'm fine.
Well, the July actually knew my buzzer disconnected. So I got fucked on that. But.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Blame the buzzer.
It keeps disconnecting.
Our equipment is.
That's why I'm prematurely buzzing.
And inspected each week.
I'm like, I have to try.
All right. Question 8. In the Seven Kingdoms, what is the legal age?
My buzzer isn't green. It's still.
No, you haven't reset him.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I apologize profusely. All right. In the Seven Kingdoms, what is the legal age of majority for boys and girls? Patrick.
13.
No. Shellfish.
15.
I know. No. Hannah.
Oh.
I know it.
14.
No. The answer is 16.
Almost okay. I'm disappointed. We never get the wrong answer sound effect.
Yeah.
Matt, you've got to get your shit together.
Matt,
oh,
Matt.
God.
What's the deal? Are you on strike?
Matt, you need to start drinking more, Matt. You're not drunk enough.
Well, the problem is I re-looked over my contract, and it turns out I'm not getting paid anything to do this. So.
Honestly surprised Matt's not still drunk from the last time we did this.
I know, right?
The last trivia, like a year.
That was the best ever.
I discovered, 2 months later that Matt had sent me the answers to the questions.
Oh no.
That's I didn't even the fucking answers. It was driving God. Me insane.
That's funny.
I love it.
Okay, so what question are we on, Duncan? Because the score is Shellfish 3, Patrick the Tall 1, Hannah 0.
All right, we got two more questions. Question 9. Which noble house uses the words "Our blades are sharp"? Shellfish.
House Bolton.
Correct.
I was going to say, it's got to be.
One Dang. Point to Shellfish.
This
right.
is a union shop. If you take away my job.
Sorry, I get frustrated. I'm not doing anything.
All right, question 10, final question of the round. What type of tea is commonly used to abort unwanted pregnancies? Patrick.
Moon tea.
Correct.
Woo.
Moon tea or tansy tea.
I would have also
tea.
Accepted tansy tea.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Either was acceptable. 1 point.
I want to ask you what you were
Patrick.
Accepting, Matt.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Let's English not antagonize, Matt. We're in EBA negotiations at the moment.
Got to be careful about that.
Okay, so was that question 9 or question 10?
That was 10. So that's the end of the round.
Okay, so the end of the round. The scoring is Shellfish 4, Patrick the Tall 2, and Hannah with 0.
Oh, shit. I got 2 points instead of 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tough
right.
stuff.
Yeah. All right. Forward. Let us return to
okay,
the task
so we
at
have
hand.
Dr. Blood, Inca's Rain, and Cal Wadegji.
Wadegji.
Never get your fucking name.
And I'm Kevin.
And Kevin.
And awesome, Kevin.
We have 4 this
the
round.
The name of
yeah.
a sitcom. And Kevin.
And Kevin.
All right, have you got all 4 contestants, Matt?
Wait, so are you eliminating 2 from this round?
No, just 1. Just 1. Oh. So
well, I think we should add up all the scores through all the rounds and figure out who's the highest. And then.
No, that is not how I have formulated the game.
God.
The bracket system.
We need.
Yeah, Marley, you're the assistant, bro. Let the quiz master.
We need
master.
To talk about the co-host relationship later.
We do.
That should be the podcast.
Stay in your lane, Vanna White.
That's the after show.
Yeah.
All right. We have all contestants in Buzz In, so we are ready to go. So I will pick another set of 10 questions for the 4th elimination round.
Awesome.
All right. Hands on buzzers. Question 1. During the Siege of Pyke, which of Robert Baratheon's soldiers was first to breach the castle? Kevin.
Jorah Mormont.
Incorrect.
What?
Bali, I said incorrect.
Oh, okay. I know who it is.
Sound
no,
effects.
You got to do
sound
the buzzer.
Effects. Sound effects.
I did the...
Oh, you did.
We didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it. All right. Next, we have Carl Wadegi.
Boris of Mir.
Ding.
Correct.
Oh.
Mm. Wouldn't have gotten that one.
Yeah, I mean,
1 point. 1 point to Michael.
I was real excited.
Thor was second, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was shortly after Thor. All right.
Question two. Fifth at the Battle of Pike.
Question two. While marooned on a rock after the Battle of the Blackwater, Sarah.
Dobbo Stewart.
Incorrect. Michael.
A seagull.
Mikal. What the question? Mikal, what is the answer?
Crabs.
Crabs is not the answer. All right, I will continue the question because the other two contestants have not buzzed in, wisely.
Bad women.
While marooned on back a rock after back the Battle up. Of Blackwater, which religious idol damn does Dobbo Stewart Carl Wadegi?
The mother?
Correct.
Oh, I summarized the chapter in the wee-wee!
1 point to Michael.
Oh my god. This is going well.
Question three.
Do not buzz preemptively.
Question three. That's the trick. Question three. Which Vale Knight slew Prince Lewin Martell during the Battle of the Trident? Carl Wadegi.
Sir Lynn Corbray?
Correct.
Ding. I'm looking for Michael's 10 and 0 here. I know it.
3 out of 3 for Michael. Damn all right. It. Question four. What is Cersei Lannister's official title during the reign of Mikal?
The Queen Regent?
No. I'll finish the question because no one else has buzzed in. During the reign of Tommen Baratheon. Sarah?
The Queen Mother?
No. Carl Wadegi?
Oh, that was my guess. The Light of the West?
No. Oh, Kevin.
That's Matt.
Kevin.
Protector of the Realm.
No, yep. Okay.
Yep.
What did I tell you?
Protector of the Realm.
I knew that.
Kevin, no, get, it is not Protector of the Realm.
Okay, but I want on the record that I had the same wrong answer as Michael.
That has been noted.
Okay.
The answer is Queen Dowager.
Oh.
Oh.
All right. No one got that one. Question five.
So she went from Queen Regent during Joffrey to Queen Dowager?
Yep. Hmm. Yep. She assigned everyone all these old Targaryen sort of terms. So Grand Admiral.
The less powerful position. What was she was?
Who was the old Queen Dowager?
It's just the term. It's just another term for the queen's the king's mother.
No, I know, but I'm saying like in Targaryen.
I think that would give her way less power.
Dowager
queen.
Dowager is a less powerful position than regent.
Yeah.
It was probably like Dance with Dragons.
I don't know. That's just the term she changed it to.
It's basically the same.
I mean, I'm not saying Cersei did something rational. I don't want to.
Next question.
Don't explain this.
Catherine of Aragon was retroactively called the Princess Dowager after Henry VIII divorced her and decided they were never married.
Because she'd been
married to
his
brother. Exactly.
Yeah.
Question five. Finish this quote by Jaime Lannister.
We know stuff.
There are no men like me. Mikal.
There's only me.
Correct. 1 point to Mikal.
Okay, so the score right now is Kawa did 3 points, Kevin 0, Mikal 1, Dr. Blood 0.
All right, question 6. How many times has Victorian Greyjoy been married? Kevin.
1.
Incorrect. Kawa Wadegi.
3 times.
Correct.
Ding.
One point to Michael.
Running away with
Michael, I never liked you.
To be clear, it's who,
trivia, Mikal.
It's no. Who gets 0, not who gets the most points in the elimination rounds. All right. Question 7. What does Melisandre recall her name being as a child? Mikal.
Melanie.
Correct.
Damn
my elderly millennial reflexes.
1 point to Mikal. Question 8. Formed by Daenerys, what is the new city watch of Meereen called? Sarah.
The Brazen Beasts?
Correct.
Ah, yay!
All right, ding!
1 point to Sarah.
Well, she...
Mostly.
Kevin, you're riding at 0 here, bud.
I know.
It's between Kevin and Sarah.
Hey,
Sarah just got 1. She's on the board.
I know, but to not be eliminated.
Well, thanks for salting that wound, Duncan.
Sorry.
All right, let's go.
That's what you get for saying something about Jane Eyre.
Fun fact, in Tudor times, salt.
Yeah, we don't play that.
Actually preserve.
All right, settle down, Sargasso Sea.
All right, question nine. When Jaime Lannister was 15 years old, which outlaw group did he help defeat? Mikal.
The Kingswood Brotherhood.
Correct. All right. Final question for the fourth elimination round. Question 10. What is the nickname of the well-endowed wildling named Reich? Carl Whitting.
Stare at your face.
Longspear Riker.
Correct. Dang. Longspear Reich. That is the end of the fourth elimination round. Vali, what are the scores?
How about Dengi? Crushed with 5 points, followed by Inca.
Well done, Matt.
Three. Dr. Blood scored a 1, and Kevin didn't even show up.
Oh, yes. And Kevin. And Kevin.
Ba, 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 ba.
Well,
Kevin, we love you.
Yeah, sorry.
Mikal,
yes,
Michael.
Massage my fragile ego, please.
Well, that means Mikal, Michael, Sarah will be moving on to the next round. Kevin, sadly, will be eliminated. Thank you for playing, Kevin. Now,
you know what? Vodka-thon's off. I'm out of
here. Just Vodka disconnects.
You don't control the Zoom, though.
So, Duncan, anyone that got a 0 is out?
No, whoever was the lowest score.
The lowest in each one.
All right, so the remaining contestants are Alias, Stacey Mormont, King Juicio, Quaithe the Vashai, Patrick the Tall, Shellfish, Dr. Blood, Inca's Reign, Carl Wadegi. Now we've got to make 2 more elimination rounds. So the fifth elimination round will consist of Alias, Stacey Mormont, King Juicio, and Quaithe the Vashai. So we will begin that now once I have given you
a I'm in a lot of trouble.
I'm going to go get that
job. Let's be brutal and cut 2. The lowest 2 get cut.
No, just 1. Just 1.
Otherwise, we're going to be doing this for 7 hours.
No, because once these 2 elimination rounds are done, it'll be the final round with 7 contestants.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be manageable at that point.
All right, Zach has joined.
The only thing I'm good at is joining the buzzing room. That's the only skill set.
It's an important one.
It's probably the most important skill to have.
So power ranking coming in here is Abby, King Juicio, tied with Quaithe, and then...
distant last.
Yeah, Alias.
Yeah.
Kind of stir shit up, man.
So we know who to bet on now.
I'm about to fail so hard because all the Greyjoy-related questions have probably been blown through.
Is that your only area?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we're going to do you and Patrick. We'll put you against Patrick for those.
Yeah, I always knew I liked you, Abby.
Abby, I just put $50 on you, so you better win this.
It's not good odds, too.
Right, it's just dollar bucks. So.
The best thing
I've got 50 Dogecoin on you, guys.
Isn't that now worth like 6 cents?
Yeah, that's nothing. Good.
There, yeah, I got $100
the Young reference.
All right, everyone is in the room. First question of the fifth elimination round. What is the name of the sea located north of Essos? Juicio.
The Ebony Sea?
No. Quaithe.
The Shivering Sea?
Correct.
Yep.
1 point to Quaithe.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding. All right. Question 2.
We have to clear it.
Oh, sorry. Question 2. What was the name of the field in which 10,000 lives, including Daemon Blackfyre, Juicio?
The Red Grass Field.
Correct. 1 point to Juicio.
Yeah, I don't know any of this shit.
Almost this said Field of Fire. You got Daemon Blackfire out.
Yeah. All right, question 3. After the defiance of Duskendale, King Aerys II Targaryen only left the Red Keep in King's Landing 1 time for the rest of his life. Juicio.
The Tourney of Harrenhal?
Correct. 1 point to Juicio. He went to the Tourney of Harrenhal. All right, question 4. What is the seat of House Westerling? Abby.
The Craig?
Correct.
Just say it like that.
The Craig slash
Craig.
That's the French type.
No, I just couldn't remember what the word
Le Craig.
In Irish, that's good crack, isn't it?
Good crack.
I'm just going to blame this on my Chicago accent. I can't blame everything on when people make fun of my pronunciation.
It's actually called hashtag Craig.
That's rough.
The same joke.
That's rough.
But in the chat. Right.
Question five. Question five. What substance is the sea stone chair carved from? Zach.
Oily black stone.
Is that correct?
Ding.
I would have also accepted greasy black stone.
Okay.
That's a World of Ice and Fire question. All right. Question six. What is the name of the road that connects Lannisport? Zach?
The Golden Road?
No.
Damn it.
That
the Lion's Road?
Juicier. Juicier?
The Lion's Road?
No, not the Lion's Road. All right. Two people haven't answered, so I'll finish the question for them. What is the name of the road that connects Lannisport to Highgarden? Abby?
The King's Road.
No. Quaife.
No fucking clue.
The Rose Road?
No. The answer was... It's the Ocean Road or the Sea Road. So no one got that one. All right, question... Oh, this one is so hard. If you get this, I'll give you five.
That's what he said.
This is a question. This is an Ice and Fire question. If you get this, I'll give you 3 points.
No, right. I'm already done. Like, bye.
What is the city once called the 10th free city? Juicier.
I'm going to go with Sarnor?
No. Quaife.
Dragonstone?
No. Abby.
I'm just going to fucking throw a city name out there. Ashai.
No. Zach.
The 10th free city.
No. That is not the name.
I tried.
The answer was Gogossos.
Gogossos. I'm back in. Let's go.
Honestly, Kevin, my heart rejoined. Was like racing during that. Kevin's I was like, no one can get 3 points. Fuck.
Yeah, guys, it is so close right now with King Juicio at 2 points and everyone else at 1 point.
Whoa, that is close.
And Kevin at three.
All right, there's three.
Kevin
there's three.
Was kicked out.
Kevin has formed a separatist trivia contest.
I will join you.
He is
Kevin.
The only contestant.
I do so many answers outside of the round.
Yes.
Insert
the assertion of the Kevins will not fit.
Yes, the Blackfire trivia.
All right, three questions to go. It's anyone's game. Question eight. What is the former castle of King Tristopher of House Mud now known as? Juicio.
Old Stones.
Correct.
Very good.
Ding.
Ding.
Ding indeed. Question
can I
nine.
Say that? I think that on a podcast with Duncan, we brought up Old Stones and that made him write an essay about it.
Yes, it did.
That's what did it.
That's what did it. All right. Question nine. During the War of the Five Kings, where does Robb Stark win his first victory against the Lannisters? Zach.
The Whispering Wood.
Correct.
Ding.
Well done, Zach.
Oh, Zach, I was a second away. Good job.
What are the scores, Vali?
Oh, we have Alias sitting on 2 points. Daisy Mormont sitting on one. King Juicio sitting on a throne of 3 points. And Quaithe of Ashai on one.
Oh, I might need a tiebreaker question. All right, question 10, the last of the round, or maybe not. In which sea is the island nation of Ibn located? Juicio.
Beneath the...
I was saying, can I get back in if I get this? Can I get back in twice?
No, I
know, right?
Abby.
Okay, I was going to say that, so we're going to go real sea, the Iberian Sea.
Yeah, it's in the Mediterranean.
Yeah. It's on
is
the
that
Iberian.
Your answer?
I'm like, can I get back in if I get this?
Ibanese.
You're saying Iberian Sea?
No, okay, I'm going to say the Red Sea. I don't know if that's a sea either, but that was...
No.
No.
Quaithe.
The Shivering Sea?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
I'm out. Wow. I'm
he gets
out.
The,
okay.
He gets the same answer right twice to advance.
Right?
Perfect. That's amazing.
Exactly.
Yep. That was a trick question.
The Shivering Sea.
I knew that.
I was like, I wanted to go with Shivering Sea so bad, but I was like,
it's got to be a trick question because it's already come up.
Right. No. Yeah.
I didn't even mean to do that. I don't know why I did that. But it worked out.
Rigged. We have to do a redo question, guys.
All right.
No, no.
Do
nice
we have
try,
two
Abby.
People on one? Vali, do we have two
no,
people
no,
on
no.
one?
No, no, no. I'm out now. Everyone else is on two.
We have Abby at one. We have Quaithe and Alias at two.
Okay. All right. That means, sorry, Abby, you have been eliminated. Juicy, Quaithe, and Zach will advance to the final round.
You know, I mean, I'm just happy to say that I made it past the first round, honestly. I know.
Well done, Abby. We're all proud of you. Think.
Yeah, way to go, Abby. Way to go making other people feel bad that didn't make it through.
Thanks, Abby. Thanks.
Hey, Duncan, who do we have going next?
All right, guys, the sixth elimination round will consist of Patrick the Tall, Shellfish, Sarah, Inca's Reign, and Carl Wadegi. The game code is in the chat, so please join. One. All right, question one. What does the city Veas Toloro translate to? Mikal.
City of Bones.
Correct. 1 point to Mikal.
It's Bone City. Sorry.
Bone.
All right, question two.
Bone according City to- is what I used to call... No.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, missed the window. Missed the window. All right, question two. According to legend, who built the gargantuan ice wall located along the Shellfish?
Bran the Builder.
Correct.
Ding.
That 1 point to Shellfish. Question three. What is the sigil of House Red Wine? Mikal.
A bunch of grapes, right?
Correct.
Ding. They're super creative.
The confidence.
Right.
Flags are not known to be very creative.
We talked about grapes for like an hour last night.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. It was a very confusing right. topic.
I'm sorry. I'm yeah, just, yeah. You guys will have to fill me in on any highlights or lowlights.
Low lights.
There were raisins involved. It was a whole big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Question four. In Westerosi currency, what is the least valuable coin? Carl Wadegi.
Is it a penny?
It is not a penny.
Far out.
Patrick is next.
Is it... It's not stars, right?
No, not stars. Next is shelter.
Sarah wants to answer.
Is it the copper grot?
No, it's not a grot or a groat. Next is Mikal.
I was going to say a groat, so...
And last is Sarah.
Just a copper, right?
No.
Fuck, what?
What?
The answer was half penny.
A penny.
No one got that one. Sorry. All right.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
A speech once about two to curse.
Question five. What is the customary response to the High Valyrian phrase Avala Sarah?
Bello Dor Harris.
Correct.
Yay! Yay.
Well done. It was on the buzzer. Speed. Well done.
Ice. Good job.
The Actually, my pronunciation is better than it is in Finnish.
Question six.
I'm the only one that could go.
Yes, that is reserved for Valley. Where are we? Question six. What are the words of House Tali? Patrick.
Oh, no. No, it's gone. It's, shit. fuck. No. Pass.
So, those are not
shellfish.
The words. I don't think those are the words of House Tali.
Yeah.
Fuck pass. Fuck pass.
We haunt good.
No. Carl Wadegi.
I'm blanking as well. I think I have to pass.
Me, Carl.
Something about loyal?
No. Sarah.
Unjustified moral superiority.
No, that's mine.
That's mine.
If nothing else, it's good commentary.
The answer was first in battle.
There we go. First in, last out.
All right, yeah, question seven.
The huntsman, though, so I do want
that. Okay, that is noted.
First question... in friendship, fourth in obesity.
Wow.
First in friendship. I like that.
It's a Parks and Rec.
Question seven. Apart from the Lord of Winterfell, what other northern lord possesses the title of Warden? Carl Wadegi.
Lord Manderley?
Yes. What is the title of Lord Manderley? What is his lordship of?
That wasn't the question,
Duncan.
It wasn't.
Oh, boy.
Is it Warden of the Dispossessed?
No.
I love that for a band name.
Sorry, you're like really close, but yeah. That's not his title.
That's fine.
Like, yeah. I was going to say Manderley, and I would have been really mad if you said I was wrong, so I think you should just give it to
well,
me.
Well, no, I just needed a bit more information, because it is Manderley, but I just need his actual title. So Sarah's next.
Warden of Michael got that question, right?
You can say, what is he lord of? What is he lord of?
You did say who, I believe. So
you did say right. Who. You did say who.
So
yeah.
that is the correct answer.
Point of order.
Michael gets
it. I said what other northern lord possesses the title of warden?
The trident? I mean, I know it's not the trident river, but like he has a trident, so I don't know.
He doesn't have a trident.
It's not his thing, right? Like, doesn't
yeah, but it is
he definitely has a trident in his house. Trident.
Okay, maybe he has one. I don't know.
All right, Mikal.
Is it White Harbor?
Yes, Lord of White Harbor.
But Warden of what?
It is the Warden,
warden
of
White,
White
Knife.
The Lord of White Harbor.
Yeah, it's the river that goes up to Winterfell.
So what are we accepting? Did anyone get
Mikal.
It right?
Mikal.
I wrote bad. Bad. Not that
I wrote,
bad. Little
I wrote,
bad.
The answer was,
ding.
Sorry. So maybe it's a bad, maybe it's a badly phrased question. I mean, like that title, Lord of the White Harbor, also has the title Warden of the White Knife. So I would have accepted either.
Can you reread the question?
Yeah, reread the question.
Yeah,
I would just semantically analyze this.
Let me go back
question.
To the record.
I'm going
to
lawyer you.
Oh no! Just keep on.
They've thrown the challenge file. Back to record. Fine.
I'll post it to you, Abby.
This issue will be revisited in case of a
you can give me track changes.
You'll be hearing from our
Mikal has 3 points. Shellfish has 1. Dr. Blood has 1. Everyone else has 0.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Wait, what?
All right, 3 questions left. Question 8. What term do the wildlings use to refer to the others? Mikal.
The white... Oh, shit. Oh, did I just do a show?
Yara.
The White Walkers. It's. I mean...
Yes, correct.
White really? Walkers. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Question 9.
Damn, show really messes you up.
Question 9.
Yeah, it does.
In the common tongue, obsidian is called shellfish.
Dragon glass.
Oh, man.
Incorrect.
What?
Patrick? But I didn't finish the question. I didn't finish the question. Patrick.
In the common tongue, obsidian
is called
and that's where
fire made like something like
fire
that something
flesh.
Yeah, no, something like
close.
I mean, I know this, but I failed earlier, so I mean, yeah.
Sorry.
Can
you
use
like,
it in a sentence?
Frozen flower. frozen fire.
Correct.
Oh, ding.
The question was, in the common tongue, obsidian is called dragon glass, but what is it called in High Valyrian? Frozen fire. Good guess.
Yes. I'm too fast for my own good.
Oh, I'm so happy. 1 point. That's all I need.
That's all he needs. Just the one.
I'm too fast.
Mikal has 4 points. Patrick the Tall has 1. Shellfish has 1. Dr. Blood has 1.
A lot of hemming and hawing to get the frozen fire immune.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This is a bit of a tricky one. Question 10. What deity is worshipped by the Unsullied? Patrick.
Whichever god they're masters keep.
No. Okay. Carl Wadeki.
The Mother of the Veil?
No.
Nah.
Sarah, Dr. Blood.
Whatever god they
want? No.
Whatever god they want.
Whatever god they want. The god of balls and dead puppies.
So there's a traditional god that all Unsullied worship. So Shellfish and Mikal have an answer. Do you guys want to guess?
The Harpy?
No. Mikal?
Something about war?
No, sort of. The answer was Lady of Spears.
Yep. I do not remember ever hearing that.
I
did not know that, no.
Yeah, never heard of
Are you sure this is Song of Ice and Fire trivia?
Guys, it's in the chapter where the Unsullied helped Danny burn the bodies outside.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up, know it all.
Be mean to Duncan, please.
Well, I'm about to be eliminated, so it's
all designed in the book.
All right, Vali, that is the end of the round. What are the final scores?
Oh, boy. Mikhail cleaned up. He fucking wiped the floor with everyone.
How does this always happen?
Patrick with one, Selfish with one, Dr. Blood with one.
Sorry, Michael. You're allowed to go to sleep now. That's your prize.
There you go. Yeah.
No.
I've been up the whole time. Like, no one stayed up for the whole thing, right?
I had a nap in between.
Michael, you'll always know more than us.
It's true.
Bad luck, Michael.
All right. Round seven.
Oh, so round seven is our final round. So I'll just get the people together. So we've got Alias, King Juicio, Quaitha Vashai, Patrick the Tall, Shellfish, Dr. Blood, and Inca's Reign.
All going to come down to finger speed.
Well, I'm still in this game. Okay.
It always does.
Hands on buzzers. Seven contestants for the winner. All right. So this is different from the elimination rounds. Whoever gets the highest score wins the whole thing. Okay? Vali is clapping. All right. You got the pen ready, Vali? Ready to go?
Done.
All right. Thank you. Question one. What substance is Daenerys made to drink before entering Mikhail?
Eight of the evening?
Ding.
Correct. 1 point to Mikhail.
Bonus points. What does it taste like?
Blood has been drawn.
Mother's milk and dragon seed and anise.
Oh my god.
Sarah's only interested in one answer.
I just need
minus
one point.
Minus 1 point to Mikhail.
Back to even.
Question two. What did the group of Vale Lords opposing Peter Baelish's rule of the Vale? Juicio.
The Lord's Declarant.
Correct.
Ding.
Ooh, go.
1 point to Juicio. Wow.
You got
to
gamble or you're not going to win with all these great players.
It's a game.
I just am not going to win, David. Yeah, I just know.
I know.
Yeah.
Question three. What character has the most POV chapters thus far? Mikhail.
Jon Snow.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Zach.
Arya.
Incorrect. Juicio.
Sansa.
Incorrect. Sarah.
Oh, no, that only leaves one.
What?
I know who it is.
Yeah.
No,
it's not Cersei.
No.
Quaithe.
Tyrion.
Correct.
Oh, there it is.
That's what I was going to say. Yep.
I was going to say Sansa, and then that was.
Yeah, he had close to 15 in dance. Like.
No, Sansa has no chapters. She has very few.
Yeah.
I was freaked out when it wasn't Arya, so I was like,
you haven't heard from her since Feast.
Is it Barristan?
Do you guys know how long I've been waiting for another Sansa chapter? A long time.
I know.
Long time.
What was it? Yeah. 12 years?
Well, I mean, if you don't count
the sample. We got the sample.
Right. If you count the sample, then it's since, 2014?
But yeah. Otherwise,
that chapter may not even exist 15
years,
right?
Yeah. 15 years, guys.
Yeah, it's since 2005.
Don't,
yeah.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
Don't.
Oh, don't dwell.
Fuck.
All right. Question four.
Oh, yeah, no, Duncan, we've never dwelled. That's not why we're here at all.
We don't ever.
All right. Question four. Which character has the nickname Crow's Food? Mikhail.
Fuck. One of the Umbers.
It's not a fuck. It's not a fuck.
John Umber.
No. Patrick.
Yeah. No.
No. Juicier.
Moore's.
Correct. Moore's on this.
Got it. Yes. New kid one coming point, out not strong.
1 point to Juicio. Question.
I don't know. I think that took as long as it took to Google.
No.
Rude.
Yeah, you got to put your camera on so we can make sure.
Can't even suggest that.
All right, I'm turning my camera on because of these slanderous.
Are you questioning my honor?
We wouldn't do that.
Single combat.
Look, if I knew it, I'm sure he did. So.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, even I knew that. Come on, guys.
All right, question five. What house does Roderick the Reader belong to? Mikhail.
House Harla.
Correct.
Ding.
1 point to Mikhail.
You can keep trying. You're not going to get it. It's fine.
Sorry.
Michal, you got it.
It's been like 6 years.
Michal.
Michal.
Oh. It's that chach.
You got it. Chach.
The chach.
All right. Question six.
Hi,
Nope. Question six. What is the first alias Arya Stark goes by after Juicio?
Ari?
Ari slash Ari is correct.
The first alias is Zach.
Yeah.
All right, Zach, by the way, I'm going to want a tour of your room. Your room looks very cool just from what I can see. Okay.
Is first alias his title or his position?
What is the alias?
Alias?
It's everything.
Question seven. Excluding prologues and epilogues, what is the first chapter in the series that isn't juicier?
That isn't what? I didn't know.
Incorrect.
I cut him off.
So, Quaithe.
Okay. Ned?
No.
Did I miss something?
He didn't finish
because
he got cut off. They
buzzed before.
They buzzed before.
Yeah, I didn't finish the question.
We gambled Michal. On it.
What do we have so far? Excluding
prologues and epilogues, what is the first chapter in the series that isn't?
Isn't. That isn't a chapter in the series.
That'd be weird. Daenerys?
Incorrect.
Just pick one, right. I guess, or let him finish.
Four people haven't buzzed in, so I will complete the question. Excluding prologues and epilogues, what is the first chapter in the series that isn't named after a character?
Ooh.
Sarah.
The Soiled Knight?
No. Shellfish.
The Princess in the Tower?
No.
Oh.
Two more people left, but they haven't buzzed in. Any guesses?
Oh, I think I know this.
Zach.
I don't know. I'm guessing it's an Aeron chapter, but I don't know.
Nah. Oh,
it
actually,
it is. But what is the name?
Don't
what
tell
is
them
the title?
Don't, because then the other people might get it.
Sorry, I'm giving
now
information.
I get.
I don't
it.
Know the answer. Sorry.
All right. There's one more person who hasn't buzzed in. Oh, now he has. Patrick, what is your answer?
I'm just gonna say something because, yeah, the drowned priest.
No.
Oh my god.
Fair.
The damn anyone want to shout out the answer?
Is it
oh,
it's the damn fair. It's gonna be real mad.
No. Yeah, there it is. It's the prophet. Yeah. All
right.
It's the prophet. Yeah.
Oh god.
Guys,
who's
we're missing
first chapter
the plot.
In Feast when you went what?
Exactly. What? That's the only reason I know it is because like wait, an Aeron.
It's the first chapter
the
of Feast.
Yeah. You're like we're going fencing with them.
What are we missing? Okay.
The first
we're missing that Patrick didn't get an Ironborn question.
I know.
Oh. Oh, shame.
He was the last to answer. He had it narrowed down and he still didn't get it.
Shade thrown.
There are some more Ironborn questions coming up though, so he might regain
okay, cut.
Maybe.
Where's the
tag, Abby?
Question eight. What is the name of Davos Seaworth's ship? Shellfish.
Yeah, the Seaworthy.
I love it. That's great.
I like that. But no, Michal.
The Lady Maria?
No.
Oh.
Pass.
I love when Sarah knows it and she's not up.
Sarah, go.
Is the Black Betha?
Correct.
Yay!
Oh, man.
Yeah, good God.
Nice. I knew it, but I buzzed so late.
Okay.
All right. 1 point to Sarah. Question nine.
Welcome to my life, then.
Name a character with the surname of Pike. Michal.
Wex.
Correct. I would have also accepted Cotter. Question 10. Name a character with the surname of Hill. Juicio.
Joy Hill.
Correct. Oh, 1 point to Juicio.
Yeah.
All right. That is the end of the first 10 questions. What are the scores, Vali?
Holy so stressful.
Alias is racking up a 0.
Woo!
King Juicio with a 4. Quaithe the Shy with a 1. Patrick the Tall and Shellfish have blanked out this round. Inca's Reign has a 3, and Dr. Blood comes in with a 1.
Nice. Still
Does
close.
Does head hurt doing this? My head
yes.
hurts.
It's incredibly stressful.
All right. We're moving on to the next category, which is history. So question one.
We got this, Sarah.
Hands on buzzers.
Does it have anything to do with aliens?
I said we got this.
Oh, okay.
Aliens, not alias.
Okay. Question one. What is the ancestral sword of House Tali?
Oh.
Mikal.
Heartsbane.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I love when Sarah knows it and she's like...
No, I didn't. I was going to say Heart Eater and I would have been a huge bag, so thank you for getting that.
1 point to Mikal. All right, question two. Which former member of the Kingsguard was given the name Kingmaker? Juicio.
Kristen Cole.
Correct.
He knows.
One just point to fucking Juicio.
You said House Tarly, not House Tully.
Yeah.
There's no Valyrian.
Okay, I thought you said
Tully.
I thought you said Tully, and I'm like,
the Trial Cleaver.
Can I just point out that I got totally derailed by actual English history, and I was going to say Warwick.
Do that next.
All right, question three. Which Targaryen king had the Red Keep constructed? Mikal.
Oh, no, sorry, Aegon. Aegon. The Red Keep was Aegon first.
You're going to accept your first Maegor, which is correct.
No,
object. I object. That is bullshit.
If she had said Maegor, if she had said Maegor second,
she led with, changed her answer.
You can't change your answer. So
if she had said Maegor second, I would said no. But she said
everyone here knows by my face that I would have.
Interesting. So hold on. In the buzzing thing, was Sarah second?
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
We know that she had
shenanigans.
Yeah,
shenanigans.
If Sarah was second, I would have given her the point. But
that, man.
Oh. 1 point to Mikal.
Nope.
All right, question four. Which of the three cities was established last? Patrick.
Braavos.
Correct.
Yes, my 1 point.
Well done. Yay. You got it.
Hey, man, he is fucking consistent.
You're going to retire on that.
Yeah, I don't need any more. I'm glad.
Question five. During Robert's Rebellion, what battle was fought at the Stony Sept? Zach.
Battle of the Bells.
Hmm. Correct.
Battle of the Stony
Zach
Sept.
Zach is on the board.
Yay. 1 point. Yay. High five, Patrick.
High five.
1 point, club.
Yeah.
Question six. After what legendary beast did Princess Rhaenys Targaryen name her pet kitten? Mikal.
Valyrian.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mikal's doing well this round. All right.
It happens.
Question seven. What house ruled the Iron Islands and the Riverlands prior? Juicio.
House Whore.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, that wasn't working my brain. I could see the sigil, but no.
1 point to Juicio.
House Harrenhal.
You know what? I don't know what the sigil of House Whore is, and I don't need to know.
Bunch of whores.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah.
No problem. Keeping it classy.
Hello.
Hello.
A joke from last night. We're telling. Hello.
Oh, it's so busy. It's quartered.
Okay.
She didn't get on the History Channel for nothing.
Yeah, I really like it. It's one of the few quartered ones.
All right. Question eight. Who was the only noble lord to defeat Robert Baratheon in battle? Juicio.
Randall Tarly.
Correct.
Why did I know that?
Wow.
The pig.
1 point to Juicio.
I mean...
Wait, where do you learn that? I don't remember
this,
that at all.
This new Turk has come in here and
I know, I'm really not happy
I knew this would happen.
The newbie.
Beautiful quiz bowler.
Watch out for the newbies.
It's young blood. Like, he's probably the one who's read the series the most recently out of all of us.
Right.
I'm doing a reread currently.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not fair.
It's cheating to read the books.
Dare you?
I mean, he hasn't like settled into the just like, you know, not despair,
the
depression. Like,
really young and full of hope.
Let's face it.
Yeah.
He was only legally allowed to read these books like a year ago.
They're NC-17.
Yeah, I think Casey still isn't legally allowed to read them.
They're redacted.
All right. Question nine. What was the homeland of the Andals prior to their migration? Patrick.
It was, well, I know where it, I can point on a map where
Patrick,
it is.
Patrick, I need you to get this.
I know, right?
I know.
Yeah, it's in Essos. It's right. No, I can't remember the name of the land.
Andaland.
And no.
Andaland.
No.
Andaland is not correct.
And
yeah. I'm gonna move on to the next answer.
Yeah.
Which is Juicio. What do you think?
Andalos.
Correct.
Is it seriously?
Andalos. The hills of Andalos or Andalos.
How many places? Okay.
I don't know. I think that translates to Andaland, but
Andaland. Yeah, in my language. That's like
Andaland.
All right, 1 point to Juicio.
Oh, God.
And that is the end of the history section. So, Vali, can we get a score update?
I'm all sweaty, y'all.
Holy shit. Elise has 1 point. King Juicio has 8 points. Quaithe has 1 point. Patrick the Doll has 1 point. Shellfish has 0. Inca's Reign has 6. And Dr. Blood has 1.
What? Definitely going to need some puppy content after this.
Oh, man. My head hurts so
the puppy
much.
Bowl is tomorrow.
I don't acknowledge any. That's not a holiday I celebrate. So
it's actually like hot on my head. What the fuck?
What?
He's, like all, my head is so he's using 100% of his brain power right now to win. He's unlocked
that. He's that light up brain meme. Yeah.
Veins popping out.
Galaxy brain.
Yeah.
All right. The next section is geography.
Let's
question.
Go.
I'm hard, though. I'm going to do the total now. So, question 21. Carved from their native trees, what is the name of the bow used by the Summer Islanders? Oh, Mikal.
Shooter.
No. Juicio.
Shooter
thing.
Okay. Gold. Golden bows?
Ooh. Close, but no.
Fuck.
Sarah.
Goldenwood?
No. Zach.
Gold bows.
No.
I know. You just, now that you said close, they're all going to be trying.
Yeah, right. No, I was going to say hardwood, but I don't think so.
No.
You bow shooting man?
No.
Arrow go-go bows.
Any other guesses?
Bogo.
Upstick go in bad man.
Patrick?
Trying to remember it.
Goldwood bows?
No. You want to guess, Quaithe?
Gold arrows? I don't know.
No. The answer was Golden Heart.
Golden Heart.
Oh, by our powers combined.
Yeah.
We almost had it.
Oh. It's a Captain Planet reference.
Oh, it's the most important.
Honestly, we could do like breakout rooms if we do this.
Can we do a breakout?
No, that's too much like work.
That's true.
or uni. All right, question 22. What mountain range?
Reset.
Whoa. Oh, God.
That was intense.
I'll have no fury. All right. Yes. Question 22. What mountain range divides the continent of Essos in half? Sarah.
Oh, I was going to say the Frost Fangs. But I'm
no, not the Frost Fangs. Yeah. Juicio.
The. Yeah, I don't got it. Damn.
All right. Quaithe.
The mother of mountains? I don't think that's right.
No. Mikal.
Is it the Bone Way?
Ooh, close.
The Bone Mountains? That's...
Whoa.
You already guessed once. No, the Bone Way was the root.
I'm not acknowledging your second answer.
Oh!
Patrick.
Come on, Patrick.
Oh, God. I had...
It's on a platter for you, man.
Are you
right
now?
It's
right
on.
Right?
Are we sure? Because I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say I wanted to say before that something else. So I'm going to say that.
I feel you would have been incorrect.
The Bone Mountains, but I wanted it to say before the Spine of the World. But yeah.
I'm going to take your first answer, the Bone Mountains, which is correct.
Yeah,
because you did that before with another person.
Right.
1 point to Patrick.
That's crazy because that he named like the Bone Way and then the Bone Mountains. That's kind of uncreative.
The Bone Way is the one in Georgia.
Oh, you want
in
George?
No, the way there's three roads through those mountains to get to the other side, and the Bone Way was one of them.
The Stone Way. The Bone Way is Westeros.
Yeah, it's Westeros.
Okay.
Bone Way is what they call my
I thought it was
that's the road you live on.
That's a little private.
That's the gate they don't talk about in the mountains of the moon.
A little private. Got it.
NC-17 gate.
NC-17 road.
House word sound.
All right, question 23. What real-life structure in Scotland inspired the wall?
Fuck.
I know. Yeah.
Shellfish.
I'm going to have to go with Hadrian's Wall.
You're on mute.
Hadrian's Wall is correct. Yep. One point to Shellfish.
I had a chance with real history.
I know, I'm on mute. I'm not playing, so.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying something.
I don't know why I was in so late, but I knew that one. Fuck me.
Sec, you wouldn't have gotten away either way, because I would have gotten it after.
I know. Before. I know. Yeah. It was slow.
Salt in the wound.
I'm sorry, what was
All right,
as long as Michal doesn't get points, I'm good.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Look out. All right, question 24. Which is the poorest of the three cities? Juicier.
Lorath.
Correct.
Ooh, damn.
Good.
1 point to Juicier.
Speak for the trees.
All right. Question 25.
I do speak for the trees.
Thank you.
What color does the common plant sour leaf turn people's mouths?
Oh.
Red?
Red is correct.
Oh, I don't know who you are, but I don't like you.
It's the Gen Z reflexes.
I'm about to say, you just met, and it is not a good start.
First impression.
How dare you? How dare you?
1 point to Juicier.
I'm ready to swear fealty.
Question 26. Often called the Golden Empire, what great Juicier?
Yeezy?
What
correct.
Great
God yep, damn, yep, you're I so had fast.
That. I know I had that.
The great Juicier.
The great.
Located east of Cass. All right.
The cowl of Cass.
All right. Question 27.
Wait, current- you got that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. UT.
UT is correct. Yeah, 1 point to GCO.
Belated sound
Probably
effects.
Because of you, MFers, because I know for a fact that he only listened to the Ice and Fire podcast.
I know, he never read the book. So it's all your fault for saying
it's all your fault.
Yeah. All right. Question 27.
Your creation.
In the current time period, what is the name of the land bridge which once...
Oh.
Michal.
Broken arm? Afterward?
No.
What?
What is the name of the land bridge which once connected Westeros and Essos?
Bad.
Is it Patrick. The Stepstones?
Stepstones is correct.
Yeah. Oh,
well he had buzzed in.
Oh my God, you got 2 points.
You weren't
now?
Supposed to give him that much. You stopped at a certain point.
Yeah, he did
he
buzz.
Got 2 points for that?
He got 2 points for that?
No.
It's not that difficult.
All right. Question 28. What region of the Seven Kingdoms does Fair Castle belong to?
Oh.
Michal.
The Stormlands.
Incorrect.
I completely guessed.
Westerlands.
Correct.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh. Ouch. I don't like the dagger.
Calm down.
Oh my God. Everyone, they're bitch.
Be careful with your next drink. It might be poison.
Yeah.
I'm not going into any weddings. I'm not going to do anything for the rest of the year.
Right. You're going to be
No,
poisoned.
Come over, man.
We're having another New York moot. We're having a New York moot. You're invited.
Come to my crib. See how I live.
Eat the bread and salt.
Michal sends her regards.
But she won't serve you bread or salt, but otherwise.
All right, question 29. What is the westernmost castle of the Night's Watch? Michal.
The Night Fort?
No. Juicier.
Okay. You said the West. Can you repeat it?
What is the westernmost castle of the Night's Watch?
Do not Google it right now. Come on.
He's not Googling.
Put your cam back on.
Cam on.
Okay,
cam
fine.
On.
I put my camera on. Cam on. Cam on.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Cam on.
I'm just joking.
Okay, let's see. Shadow Tower?
Fuck! I thought he. I thought
no.
he
stumped
him. No. Oh my god! I don't know what it is. Fuck!
What?
You mean Zach, like one of the abandoned ones?
Can you repeat the question?
Zach is next. The question is: what is the westernmost castle of the Night's Watch?
East Watch by the Sea.
What?
Yeah, if you're back.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, just turn it upside down.
It doesn't
down
make sense, but
west.
Those are the two towers on the sides. Are they not? Are the two
I know it.
All right,
it didn't specify,
Sarah.
Man.
No,
my answer
most.
Was East Watch by the Sea because I'm in.
Shadow Tower is second.
Shadow Tower.
No, Shadow Tower is the second most western.
That's
tower.
What is it? I'm so confused.
Oh, the other one's abandoned.
We can't say anything because we still have people to answer.
There's still people to go. Any guesses, Sarah?
I said Castle Black, but I'm sure it's not right.
No, not Castle Black.
And Quaith. Memorized them.
Can we say
that? Before,
Quaith. Wait, Quaith.
West Watch
yes,
by the Sea.
Yes.
West.
Are you serious right now?
I like
no.
You.
It is I not.
I appreciate
it is,
that one.
That's close, but it's not West Watch by the Sea.
Doesn't Patrick get it?
West World.
Can I say it?
The next. No. There's two more people who have buzzed in.
Can I say it?
Shellfish.
No.
Shellfish.
It's West Watch by the Pool.
No.
Oh, by the pool.
Is that where Vance
is? The
so
one
bad.
By the pool?
Yeah, that's Woods Watch by the Pool.
Fuck, I was so confident with that.
All right, last person, Patrick.
Gonna go salt.
Patrick.
Oh, yeah? No, yeah. Yeah, West Watch by the mountains.
All right, shout it out if you know it. That's everyone.
Crumbletown.
West Watch by the bridge.
By the bridge.
Yeah,
the bridge. Yeah.
George. But I mean, but not? Like, is it really a Night's Watch castle if it's not manned? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shadow Tower.
I'm not distinguishing between manned and unmanned towers. West Watch by the bridge is the westernmost structure. During the attack on the wall, that's where they have the big fight. Shadow Tower has to go to the Bridge of Skulls.
Bridge of Skulls. That's where
and the structure there is the West Watch by the bridge.
Wow.
So it's the tower that guards the Bridge of Skulls.
That's crazy.
Yeah, over the
back
gorge.
The
damn.
Okay. We're going
to
get there, guys.
I wanted to say the gorge. That was like in my mind, but like.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. All right. Question 30. What is the ancestral?
Do you need a reset?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Michal's trying to get that point.
All right. Question 30. What is the ancestral seat of House Tallheart? Juicio.
Torren Square?
Correct.
Shut up,
that's
amazing. I mean, King Juicio is making us all look like a bunch of chumps.
You're not playing.
It's got to be more than you that. Remember these things.
Is that all? I had more in mind. It's an unjustified second plural.
So we have to bury this recording,
this
right?
Is one.
This is just for this round, I think.
Guys,
just
let Matt read out the scores.
King Juicio with 13. His reign was 6.
She's like, Mikhail's like, no.
Third place is Patrick the Tall with 4.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Tied for fourth place is Alias, Quaith, Shellfish, and Dr. Blood with 1.
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
All right. Final round. And I've added a few more questions just to make it interesting.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'm just going to start with one rather than try and remember what.
What category?
This is culture with a couple of character questions mixed in at the end. Question 1. According to Jorah Mormont, what is the Dothraki word for thank you? Michal.
They don't have one.
Correct.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
1 point for Michal. All right. Question 2. Served in the pot shops of Fleabottom, what is Sarah?
A bowl of brown.
Incorrect.
Oh!
Because you cut him off.
Juicio is next. Juicio.
Pigeon stew? I don't know.
No.
Pigeon stew? I mean, like, I have no idea.
No. Michal?
I hate Penny.
You hate Penny?
No, I hate Penny. Like a half penny.
I like Penny.
Yeah. Oh, a half penny. Oh, okay.
Hey, H-A apostrophe Penny.
Hey, Shivering Sea worked twice, so.
Don't remind me.
Sadly, that's not it. Quaithe is next.
Singers too?
No. Zach. Wait,
okay, so that's what I had. Singers soup?
No. Patrick.
If anyone's left, don't buzz in so you can hear the rest of the question.
Yeah, Gold Dragon. Gold Dragon.
Not Gold Dragon. Shellfish has wisely chosen not to buzz in, and he's the only person left, so he gets to hear the whole question. So the question is, served in the pot shops of Flea Bottom, what is rumored to be the secret ingredient of a bowl of brown?
Human flesh.
Yes.
Hey, human flesh, see?
Or human meat.
Damn.
One point for Shellfish.
Punished.
More to the point, the way he said that was like perfect. Mm-hmm. Human flesh.
Do hot. Do hot human flesh.
Do you see when he was putting the emojis of like the fork when they were talking about cannibalism? And
that was just expressing my enthusiasm for the conversation going
just
on.
Saying. Just saying.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, that's totally understandable.
We don't know if you live in Skagos or not. We don't know.
No way to know.
Happy to try out new tastes and stuff like that. So.
All right, question four. Finish this lyric from the rain.
Reset.
Clear.
Reset. Yeah,
that gets your attention, doesn't it?
Duncan, can we take a moment to say thank you?
Yes. I know, right?
Yes,
right?
Thank you, Duncan.
Thank you for bearing with us.
And we're
so you've been
thank you for being our host.
Oh, no.
Thank you for herding these cats.
All right. Question four. Finish this lyric from The Rains of Castamere. And mine are long and... Let me scroll down and see who's buzzed first. It's Michal.
Sharp, my lord, as long and sharp as...
How were you so fast?
Correct.
Wow.
How?
Yeah. As long and sharp as yours.
She's trying to catch up. She needs
now,
to
Now, wait
be.
A second. I understand. Did she actually finish some of the question, making that an incorrect answer?
Ooh.
Oh.
She answered the lyric. She said the whole lyric.
Oh, so like that white knife question, definitely.
Oh.
1 point to Michal.
You're being a sore winner, Ben. Because it seems like you're being
not
a sore winner.
Sore winner.
I'm definitely not, Kevin.
Question five.
It's according to blood
feud. Completely legitimate reset. Blood feud. Question five. According to Daron Targaryen, what are the three types of Dornishmen? Michal.
Sandy, stony, and salty.
Yes. 1 point to Michal.
She's catching up.
She's catching up.
All right, question something. What animal does House Swift feature in their sigil? Zach.
Horse?
No, not a horse. Juicio.
Rooster.
Yeah, that's right.
Rooster is correct. 1 point to Juicio. All right, question six, I think. According to Andal mythology, what deities appeared on a hill and encouraged the Andals? Juicio.
The seven?
Correct. 1 point to Juicio. All right, next question.
I think my buzzer is broken.
Yeah, that's it. It's the buzzer. Blame the buzzer.
It says you're still connected.
You and Hannah.
It's all this lag!
I know.
Damn lag.
One by now.
Mom, get some better internet.
Fucking piece of shit.
Oh wait,
shit
you're
lag.
The mom. Oh wait, you're the mom. Never mind.
Getting no scope by 10-year-olds. What substance did the first men primarily use in their weaponry? Michal.
Bronze.
Yes, 1 point to Michal.
Just like real life.
Everyone knows it was meth, not bronze.
Would you have accepted copper and tin? Or no?
Alloy of copper and tin.
No.
Ooh.
Next question. from which people did the Andals learn the art of iron? Michal.
The Andals. From the first.
No.
No.
Juicio.
From the Valyrians.
No. Shellfish.
From the Kohor?
No.
Kohorians?
Zach.
From the Children of the Forest?
No.
Damn it.
That didn't make sense. Who else was around?
Patrick.
I know one people that were around.
Patrick?
Pass.
Sarah?
The Balerians?
No. Okay, Quaithe still has not answered, so I'll finish the question. From what people did the Andals learn the art of ironworking?
I'm trying to think. What's the name? Nymeria, what's her people's name? Roynar?
Correct.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did we fuck this up?
Very nice.
Everyone forgets the Roynar.
Okay.
All right. 1 point to Quaithe. All right. Where are we? Who killed Simon Toyne? Mikal.
Ariston Selmy.
Correct. One point to Michal.
Aaron Burr.
Michal's
this
ketchup.
This is a
Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr.
John Wilkes Booth.
This is a comeback. All right. During their parley at Storm's End, what fruit does Renly... Michal. Sorry?
Pineapple.
We didn't hear peach. You, but I know that you got it right.
A peach, yes. A peach is
a
correct.
A butt emoji.
A butt emoji. Michal.
I mean, it is
Renly. Eggplant emoji, yeah.
No, that's not the right one.
That's the other side.
Can someone just rewrite that scene?
Just this massive eggplant. He catches it.
I think we're
just
actually
studying
close.
It. What did the eggplant mean?
Isn't Stanis in a line like, I lay awake at night thinking about my brother's pitch?
Yeah.
It's just,
I lay in the dark night thinking about my brother's eggplant.
Oh my God.
From beyond the grave, his eggplant haunts me.
No, both of them are bad, like, though.
Yeah.
At the time it was written, like, peach didn't mean ass. Like, it was a...
Yeah, it was
it
just
had a different connotation.
Yeah, and rainbow didn't mean that either.
Really?
That was sarcasm. All right.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Anyway.
Which lord was often called the Toothless Lion by his bannerman? Michal.
Hi, Tydos Lannister.
Correct.
This
one
guy, are we close? What's the score?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
She has to be within like 3.
13
Michal's.
To 15.
Yeah. Very nice, Adam.
If I'm right. I don't know if anyone else counted.
Yeah, I've got Juicy on 15, Michal on 13.
Yeah, same.
And then you discounted the rest of us.
And how many more questions?
Yeah, I've stopped counting anyone else than those
and
two.
Then the remainder. Which of Robb Stark's bannermen loses 2 sons to the sword of Zach?
To the sword.
Okay, so I know the answer, but I'm not going to answer because it's boring if I get it. It's boring if I get it, so I'll pass.
Do it. Oh, because you want to give Michal a chance.
Tactical. All right,
I'll remember this, Zach. I'll remember this.
It's more interesting this way. It's more interesting.
Uh-oh.
This became a BioWare game.
It's Karstark.
What's his full name?
Karstark. Lord.
I get the name, the first name wrong.
I think you asked the house. I think
you said which lord? It's Lord Karstark.
Okay. I said which of Robb Stark's bannermen loses 2 sons to the sword of Jaime Lannister?
Duncan, I will come over.
I think Lord Karstark is acceptable here.
If you think about it, you have the name. Oh.
I have a guess.
Come
no, it's Rickard. It's Rickard Karstark.
Yeah, okay, you
got it.
Yeah, Rickard Karstark.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Either way, she gets it.
Next question. By the end of
buzzer.
Oh, sorry.
I want to apologize. Oh. You're amazing.
You're trying. You're like legit. Pretty great.
Legit, yeah. Amazing.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you. All right. By the end of book 4, which character wears the former helmet of Sandor Clegane? Michal.
I know. I just don't remember which one. Rorge.
Harry's favorite.
No.
Damn it.
Not Rorge. Shellfish.
I do believe it's Lemon Cloak.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
1 point.
He gets it.
Peter. That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That was great.
not like the when it first appeared.
Yeah,
so I think you can use that.
Yeah, what was the question?
No, Rorge.
By the end of book 4 is what he said. Not when was the last time you saw
it? Yeah, it's Lem at the end of the book 4.
Okay.
That's a tricky phrasing.
I
didn't remember that Lem had it at all, so.
But if someone had answered Richard Lonmouth, that'd be
a dark turn for the pea cloak.
The third last question. Who is the current captain of the Stormcrow's sellsword, Michal?
Dario Naharis.
Yes.
Engine.
Point to Michal.
Uh-oh.
Second last question.
Uh-oh, here we go.
What house does Nimble Dick belong to?
Damn it.
Juicio. House Crab is correct. 1 point to Juicio.
Oh, we're all like...
I'm sweating.
We all just want to see what the tiebreaker is.
Right?
I think Juicio is winning.
Maybe yeah, do a win by one.
Win by one now.
Do you want to do like a win by two thing? You have to win by two? Kind of
no.
Thing?
No, stop
no,
that, Zach.
No, no.
Play forever.
And you're not allowed to win.
Keep going, Zach.
Technical.
Listen. All right, final question.
Technically, Buckathon only has 90 minutes left. So.
Final question of a game show of Thrones.
Reset.
Yeah, clear that thing.
In the series Wild Cards, is a wild card?
I hate you.
That's not fair.
Zach.
Pass.
That's not fair.
Juicier.
A wild card is a person who... fuck me. I know what this is, too. A person who has superpowers?
No. Michal.
So anyone name this
question? This question?
Michal is holding up the book.
It's a wild card question.
Right now.
It hurts.
She probably hasn't read it.
It is someone who was affected by the alien invasion, and that's about as far as I read.
Yeah, basically. It's a person mutated by the alien virus.
Oh my god, reading wild cards made this even.
I read the cover.
The drama.
Right. I can't believe this.
I thought the question would have been who was George R. R. Martin's character in the Wild Card series.
The final points.
What are Jacks?
The final points at the end of the final round are Juicio and Michal on 16 points each.
Did you give her the wild question, card? Right?
Did she get the wild card point? Or
yes.
No?
Yes, that's what tied it.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, Patrick, but like you have one more question, right?
Well, yeah, there'll be a tiebreaker because they're both on the same.
There has to be.
Patrick's on 4. Shellfish is on 3. Quaithe is on 2.
The fix is in.
Alias and Dr. Blood are on 1. So I think we'll have to retire everyone except for the top two players. So only the top two players can answer this next question.
Oh, man.
But what if I know this one? I almost definitely
know. You get nothing.
It's a tiebreaker, though, because only they can participate. All right. Try and find a question I haven't asked.
If you know it, it's worth 17 points.
It's like catching. You just win.
We're all live here. We're all wild cards.
Oh, man.
All right. You ready?
No.
Tiebreaker question. At the beginning of a Game of Thrones, who is the innkeeper? Michal.
I know her name. I do know her name.
Get the hell out of here, Zach.
Still throwing out
sign language.
Right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go to the next person. Pass?
Yeah.
Juicier.
I remember.
Wait, did he push the button?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay, because if he didn't, then you could finish the question. So.
Yeah, no.
So I'm...
Oh, my God.
Juicier.
I don't remember. Fuck me.
All right, you got a pass, Zach.
Oh, my God.
I don't actually
need
that. Zach's not
in. Asha Hedl?
I know.
Yeah. Masha Heddle is correct. Yeah. Zach gets a
17 points. You get 17 points.
Zach wins the tiebreaker round.
No.
I've got to do a different. I've got to do another tiebreaker.
I knew it was Masha Heddle. Oh my god, that was
you knew it too late.
No one got that one. For some reason, I kept getting
people in King's Landing the horrors in King's Landing. That's what was stuck in my mind. I'm not sure why.
Nope.
Yeah.
No reason.
What's her name?
Repeat that. Wait, can you repeat the question?
At
the end of the crossroads. The beginning of the book.
No, at the end of the crossroads.
Yeah. She gets hanged by Tywin.
I switch in.
Pressure. All right. Derogatory nickname is given to Lord Mace Tyrell? Michal.
Lord Too Fat to Sit a Horse. No, fuck!
Oh.
That's not
it! Oh.
No. I believe that's Mandalay. Juicio, if you know, you win the game.
Oh, fuck me! Oh, man. Lord Mace Tyrell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's an answer, isn't it?
No. It has to be a derogatory nickname. That's what he said.
Yep.
Mace Tyrell's pretty derogatory.
You could argue that is a derogatory.
My God. This tarnish is amazing. Name.
You got to answer or you got to pass.
I can't even deal with this anymore.
Do, 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 do.
This right. game will never end. Do,
do, Mace the Ace?
No, it is not Mace the Ace. Zach, do you know?
No, I don't know.
All right.
I'm not going to get another 13 points for Zach.
He's trying to creep back into the game. All right. The answer was, right? The answer was the fat flower.
Oh,
I think I might have run out of questions. Hang
that's
on.
That's fine. I can wait.
You have to make one.
Hey, so
honestly, I'm okay if we tie.
I think I've got one. All right. Finish this quote. Finish this quote by Wyman Mandalay. The North remembers, Lord Davos. The North remembers, and Michal.
The North remembers, Lord Davos. The North remembers, and God. Nobody finishes that ever.
I know what it is.
And winter is coming.
No.
And the Mummer's Farce is almost over.
Yes.
Yes!
Oh! Yes!
Game over! Oh! The newbie takes it.
Juicio, you have won
the newbie
Game Show
takes
of Thrones.
It.
Crown passes to you.
Thank you.
Michal's going to throw the crown at you and slice your neck.
I mean, I never got a crown, so.
She's going to throw the crown and it'll slice your neck.
Honestly, like, I'm okay with this because I knew Masha Hedl. I just thought of it 2 seconds after.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Same reason I'm okay with
it. Yeah, now is the part in trivia where Greg or Michal like bargains that they should have won.
Face.
Oh,
well
man.
Done, Michal. That was an amazing comeback by Michal, but
it was an amazing comeback.
Won it in the it end. Was. Well done,
yeah, I think in the end that was a fair fight and well yeah. done by Ben.
That was amazing.
And, we're and in then, trouble with our new lord though, because you know what Bruce Bolton says about boy lords.
Yeah, yeah.
Trouble.
Rule wisely, Benjamin.
I will.
All right.
Oh,
I can't. Oh God, I don't know guys. What's happening, but I think the episode is over.
Twice the last.
That,
yeah.
Like I'll just wrap up. Right? I'll just wrap up the episode. That concludes the third game Show of Thrones. I'd like to thank our contestants for a great game. This has been the Vassals of Kingsgrave 24-hour Vokathon, and we've got maybe 1 hour left. We've been going for so long. You can subscribe to our podcast via your preferred podcaster app, and follow us on WordPress and YouTube. And you can sign up for a podcast at the Vassals of Kingsgrave Discord server, which is where we hang out. Hope you've enjoyed listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
We did it.
Thank you, Duncan. Woo! Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you guys.
Hello.